How did you decide to create this product? Where did it come from? What was it inspired by?
Well, Onkiki, as you might know, was started by three robotics, machine learning, and AI PhDs from Carnegie Mellon, mm-hmm. who always wanted to bring high-end robotics out of the lab into the mass market, and particularly through entertainment, and even more particularly through games and toys. So they already had this going, and as you might know, you know, we launched Onkiki Drive mm-hmm. back at the end of 2013, and from the very beginning, there was already a magical technology experience there. And at the time that it was coming out, I had just retired from Activision and saw the enormous potential that these guys were doing, but saw that it could have so much more impact if it had some character and story and even richer gameplay. So that's why I joined up with them middle of last year to kickstart this process of turning it into a fuller game with a fiction storyline and character that would give it more longevity over a period of time. And as we've often said sometimes, like, take something that already had the magic of technology and blend it with the magic of personality and character, or another way of putting it is take something that already had this enormous brain and give it an equally enormous heart, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the goal over the last 12 months. Well, one of two main goals, which is to bring all this heart into it, but then also to make sure that this idea of modular tracks, which the guys actually wanted to do since before launching the first drive experience, but the technology just wasn't quite there yet. It needed more gestation time. So the software also had to support that. There's an enormous amount of upgrading of all of our routines that was needed to make sure that modular tracks really worked gracefully. Basically the idea has always been to bring really sophisticated AI and robotics into the everyday person's life through different forms of entertainment. But as soon as Drive came out, there was this recognition that, man, this would just definitely be so much cooler and the cars would seem so much smarter if they could drive around not just the three initial tracks that we launched with, but any track that the player could possibly build. So to see that dream come to fruition and see people getting their hands on it and trying to build not just the eight tracks on the box, but countless varieties of tracks where they combine it with different things around the house and have it going up over sofas and, you know, file cases and whatever. It's really awesome. That's exactly what we were hoping to see. So that was really it. Like, let's make toys a platform for video game-like experiences in the real world and let people's imaginations just go wild testing its limits. And I feel like that's what we're starting to see now.